proclamation number 7744 dated the November 13, 1960. Selfless distribution of the word. Thus step into the circuit of my flow of love and let yourselves be instructed by me. It is a tremendous gift of grace which you may receive from me, and this gift of grace flows to you undeservedly. It is, so to speak, the evidence of my infinite love for you, who became sinful of your own will and shall return to me voluntarily. And in view of the near end, I truly try everything in order to make this return possible for you, to change your will and to provide you with the strength to take the path of ascent, which will lead you back to me. You humans have not deserved this grace as long as are you still deliberately turned away from me. And yet I convey it to you because I love you. I choose a suitable instrument for myself which is willing to accept my word directly and to forward it to its fellow human beings. This, therefore, happens from my side in order to still gain all of you who defected from me and to a large extent still are. But now your task starts by making the right use of this great gift of grace. And this involves first of all the unselfish distribution of that which is granted to you by my love. Thus you should do the same as I do, let my flow of grace pour into the vessels which open themselves. You shall give what you receive, just as I give to you, out of love. Most of all you should remember that it is spiritual knowledge that is imparted to you from me, and that this spiritual knowledge must never be utilized in a material sense. It is self-evident to anyone who recognizes me and my love in this unusual gift of grace that it is only possible on a spiritual level to convey my word to its destination, to the souls which require nourishment, which shall be addressed by me so that they will obtain the blessing of my words, so that they will find and take the path back to me into their Father's house. And thus you will also understand that no earthly interests of any kind may devalue this gift of grace. You have a Father who is wealthy and can also share his wealth with you, who can and will also provide you with earthly blessings if only you serve him selflessly. As long as you have not understood this truth, you are not suited to distribute a divine gift of grace, and then you should keep your hands off it because you will only desecrate what your God and Father gives to you in his love, and because it will not be a blessing for you either, because I don't support what contradicts my will. I will never give my blessing to such an undertaking as soon as it entails an earthly desire for the goods of this world. It is my will that you should be of selfless service to me and have given you the promise that I will take both earthly and spiritual care of you, providing you only ever consider your salvation of soul the most important issue. You merely prove your unbelief if you worry too much about your earthly life, for then you will not primarily consider your soul's salvation, for I have said to you, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Single quote. And if you now even receive a gift from heaven, which should truly demonstrate my love as well as my presence to you, then you should also forgo all earthly considerations. You should let yourselves be guided by me and only ever try to fulfill my will. However, the distribution of my word from above is necessary, and for this reason I convey to you this serious word of mine which you should heed. Entrust yourselves to me entirely in belief that I will not let you, who are willing to help me selflessly, get into difficulties, but also know that you reduce the value of my gift yourselves if you associate it with earthly expectations which I will never fulfill, but which might impair the spreading of my word with the result that the blessing from above will fail to materialize. And thus you should first realize what an unusual gift of grace you receive from me. Then love and gratitude will overwhelm you, and only then will you be true vineyard laborers for me. For you will also know that my blessing will accompany every work you do, and that you will work successfully for me and my kingdom. And then you will experience an abundance of blessings, for my love will have seized you and escort you until the end. And then you will serve me forever and be blissfully happy. Amen.